irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And for our Hispanic and sister and brethren all around the world, that's numero uno. All right. What's up? What's up? Our guests have landed. Fuck yeah.
What's happening?
I'm very, very happy. Cha, very happy.
Close the door.
Sending him some things.
Hello.
Hold on, we got... We're in the studio. I was doing my intro.
Oh, cool.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good. I'm sending some songs. All right. And I know I had one more. Where'd it go? I love it when I find something.
What's up, like, man?
How you doing?
All right.
It's the Star Daddy.
Shit.
What's up?
In the house. Star
I'm sharing this on Facebook right now, live. Right now.
I know, that's where I'm like doing plugs and sharing and caring and no, it's okay, all that stuff. I'm sharing and caring. Do I have that one?
I told everyone to call in, so
fuck yeah,
rock on.
Motherfuckers better call in. Can I say that? Or
yes, of course.
Yeah,
motherfuckers better call in.
Yes.
Hey, motherfuckers, you better call in.
Always.
You heard the man.
Feel shit. Free to to talk like that. Yes.
Right. We are not on the AM or the fucking FM
on our shows. Yeah.
We got our own shit.
We on the MFM. Internet.
Right. We on the internet. So.
M and F and
motherfucking
MF and
M.
MFN.
What's the remember Muffin? What you say about the seven cuss words? John, what's the name? George Carlin.
George Carlin. Yeah, yeah. He used to do
we
this.
Can say all that shit.
First, it was seven, and then it went to 11.
Oh shit!
Yeah, words you could say on television, the approved words on radio or television, which at that time were like, you know, you can't say the words you can't say or something like that.
Well, people should censor themselves. Like, if they don't like us cussing, turn the fuck off.
Yeah, but the whole point is...
But we don't cuss all day.
No, just...
Well, my publisher said I curse too much.
Oh, yeah?
In my music, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's why I'm more sensitive to it now, because I'm like, I'm trying to make money, so...
So I mean, you can't curse as much?
I guess
all?
Not. I mean, damn. I don't know. I like to curse. But.
The great thing about our show is feel free to be you.
If you want to cuss, cuss.
I'm always me.
Feel free to totally be
for you. Better or worse.
Fuck it up.
Exactly.
Shit.
What's the point of being?
You got
to
enjoy this motherfucker. You only got one trip on it.
What I've been thinking a lot about lately is my friend's telling me about like near death experiences and out of body experiences. He said the people like basically they're dead. Like the doctor pronounces them dead, and their soul is like floating around or whatever. And they said they experienced the afterlife, and there's like, it's like, there's no fear. It's only love.
Right.
And then they like, they were saying like how when they came back, they were like, it's crazy to be afraid of anything.
Right.
Because it's all like the only thing you should be afraid of is like, you know, falling or like an incoming object.
Right.
Right. Right. Right.
The rest of it is just in your mind because, you know, your parents and everyone like as you're growing up is teaching you these fears.
Right.
They're not natural.
Fears
of failure and all that. It's not natural.
Right. I just watched a video by Will Smith on his YouTube channel where he talks about overcoming fear.
I love your life.
I'm loving the hair and with the color,
yeah,
and also with the
I don't wash my hair for
was it like
at a time.
Is that like punk rock or metal, like hair clips or whatever? It's got the little skulls on it. It's pretty badass.
Thanks.
Star Daddy should make his own like that, but with your face, with your a little logo of Star Daddy.
The little
but,
star.
Yeah, on so but on creepy, the clips. But funny. No, but like you know, like on your logo, your yeah. little logo like the with little... the star with the thing. Make that, but as a
or like a hair clip. Or like the cartoon one a hair from
clip.
Star Gang.
A hair clip of, for girls. Hair clip for girls.
I just started making pins for him.
Yeah,
with the star. Oh. Yeah,
that's pretty
I
badass.
I should have brought you some.
You should have. That's okay.
I'll come drop some off.
Come see me tomorrow night at my birthday show.
Yes.
Okay, I'm down.
Obviously, you know, you guys are... Everybody's... You're all free.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Yes,
at the five star.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, show right. starts... first band goes as 7:45. We got... So tomorrow night, everybody, come on down. Five Star Bar. If you want to donate $5, if you don't, whatever. It's going to get paid
donate
for...
$5.
There's a few bands though. 7:45 to 8:15. We got Mikaru, our buddy. He's out here from right now. He's out here from Virginia or something.
Okay.
So it's been a little while since he's been out.
And if you don't have any money in your pockets, then grab some money from your friends' pockets.
We take credit cards. We take debit cards. We have all that.
It's just to cover the cost of like the sound dude and the door person. You know what right. I mean? Like I don't really. I never really make any money on these fucking shows. To be honest with you, most of the time I lose money. But it's not about that. It's about you know,
music
building. It's about
building
the music and the community and building a reputation.
Right.
So it's not always about making
money.
Money's
always good, though.
Yeah.
You're on the air with Jenny and the Muse and Star Daddy and Nola Star.
What's up?
Hello.
Who are we on the air with?
We take credit cards. We have all that.
What's up?
It's just
the
cover. Like the sound dude and the door person.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't really.
Who are they on the air with? Hello?
Most of the time I lose money. It's not about that. It's about...
Oh. Damn it. That was like the feedback of the show.
You're a jackass. That's good. Anyway. Our show, let's say, anyway.
Whoever called in, call back.
Oh, yeah. I like your shirt.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. So I got, so this was
Jane
our
says.
Shout out to our buddy Greg Beer, co-owner of the Universal Bar and Grill.
We had it. That was a fantastic night.
He had, we had some really good bands that night. We had New America. It's right. K-N-E-W. New America. Check
I like
out.
Those guys.
We
those
also had, let's see, we also had, oh, and then we had Jane's Addicted. That's why I wore the Jane's Addiction shirt, because I manage them, Jane's Addicted. I love Jane's Addiction, so why not manage a tribute
Hell
band
yeah.
to them? If I can't manage them themselves, I will manage a tribute to them. Fuck it, why not? Shout out to Dave Navarro.
Yeah, I actually, I breathed fire for Ink Masters, actually, the beginning of one of their shows.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think it was in January of last year. I was like part of the intro breathing fire.
Oh, that's badass. Fuck yeah.
So, yeah.
I love
that.
That's
the only
time
I ever.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Met though. Him. I kind of just sat in the corner, though, unless I was breathing fire. I was in an introverted mood.
And then we had we had the Slashing Pumpkins. Obviously a Slashing Pumpkins tribute band.
That's awesome.
And then they were fucking good.
Yeah,
they were
that's
badass.
Literally like
yeah.
the only.
They were hard.
I cried at the Smashing Pumpkins concert.
Yeah,
it's the only concert that ever happened to me.
I love that band. And then let's see. Oh, and then we had Under the Sun, which is a tribute to Black Sabbath.
Okay.
They were fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I would book them on a bigger show like at like the Rose or the Canyon or some shit. They're on that level. Nice. They're really like engaging with the crowd. They get people pumped up. They go out and run out around the crowd. It's crazy. They're high energy.
Nice.
They sound really good too. The songs are really good. The vocals are amazing. So I was like, fuck yeah. And then we had...
someone just texted me, get off your phone. All right.
Then we had
forever on his phone.
Then we had hello, you're on the air.
They were fucking
fire.
Who are we talking to?
You're talking to Logan.
Logan.
It's Logan.
What's up, Logan?
What's that?
Logan's Ron.
AKA Nagel.
Nagel. Oh, Nagel.
AKA Nagel.
Nagel.
Yeah.
What's up, Papa?
How you guys doing?
It's Nagel.
Good.
What's up?
Beautiful. How
What's
are you?
What's up, Nagel?
Ha ha. Oh, I'm doing good. I just want to show some love, Colin. I'm from favorite musician.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Thank you. Star yeah. Daddy.
We stayed with Logan and his family on tour, and they were amazing.
Oh, that's cool. All
right.
Hell fucking yeah.
Number love.
What's Thanks, up? Man.
How you doing?
Thank you to Logan.
I'm not doing too bad. I'm waiting to see what you got next to unveil here. I have to say, your album, Candyman, dude, that is a freaking platinum gold piece.
Aww.
Oh, shit.
From your mouth yeah. to God's ears.
You hear that, guy?
Candyman, the new album.
Yes, right. Check out Candyman, the new album.
Where can they find Candyman at?
Everywhere. Justin yeah. Symbol, Star Daddy, Candyman. Look it up. Spotify, iTunes, YouTube.
By the way, another artist that I manage.
Nice.
Star Daddy.
Candyman.
And I'm actually on one of those tracks.
Call me Candyman.
I'm not. I don't say that I'm.
What do you? What do you? What do you say?
Noah's on the end.
But I actually am.
Do you say something? What do you say? A line? Do you say a line in the song? Or what do you?
Yeah, I say like a little part on it on the track.
Thank you to Logan for calling in.
The first track. I was actually singing that with him and Ryan on stage on this past tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's badass.
So I got to sing a little bit and swallow swords and.
Oh, that's crazy.
Do Grinder Girl. It was a lot of fun.
So crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy.
That tour was awesome. And then we got here to LA and we just hit the ground running and we've been running ever since.
Yeah. We had to like drive here and like how much time did we have to drive here before you started?
We
work?
Drove here in 2 days from St. Louis.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
And I had to start working the next day. As soon as I landed.
I think I drove like 16 hours at one point.
She drove more than me because she took a little pity on me because I had to work.
He needed to sleep, so I just kept slamming energy drinks until I felt nauseous.
Oh, that was nice. Oh, hey, we got another caller. Dang, man.
Everybody, call in.
Here we go. All right, we're on the air with Jenny.
Hello.
What's up? You're on the other with Star Daddy, Jenny and the Muse, and Noah Star. Who are we talking to?
This is Mr. Rubin. This is Mr. Rubin.
Mr.
What's up,
Rubin.
Mr. Rubin?
What's up?
What's happening? How
yeah,
you doing?
Yeah, Mr. Rubin.
I know too many. I have many Rubens now, but this is Worm Rubin, I think.
Worm Rubin?
Yeah, this is Worm Rubin. Mr. Rubin.
Worm Rubin.
Mr. Worm Rubin.
Aw.
What's
Worm
up, man?
Yeah. Worm is an amazing magician.
Worm.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, fucking amazing. Yeah. So, yeah.
What do you play? What do you play, Worm?
Instagram's Worm TV.
Worm TV?
Yeah, he's really awesome.
And what instrument do you play, Worm?
No, he's a magician.
He's a magician. Ooh, magician.
I mean, he might play
an instrument. Yeah, my instrument
too.
Is some money and coins.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You can find him behind your ear.
Who doesn't like money, right?
Find him behind your ear.
Yep.
Find him in the crack of your ass. No, where do you find where do you find, where do you find money?
At Worm. Money? Oh, where do you find money?
Where do you find the money?
Up his bum bums.
I create magic. You know, we all create magic.
That's wonderful.
So. That's right. He's the one that told me about the after death experiences.
Where are you located out?
Thai food.
Where are you located out of?
I'm located in LA.
Ooh. Well, if you'd like to ever perform at our concerts, you're cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
We're always looking for different stuff. Magic
is
cool.
Just hit me up. Yeah. Hit me up.
We're down.
At Worm TV, right?
Yeah. But yes. And you can do it with
Star
Daddy.
I was really enjoying
Daddy.
The music, by the way.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which music?
What was that?
What music were you enjoying? Worms?
I'm into, everything. I've been listening to, you remember this band, Cold Chamber?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that band?
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's
from a while ago.
Yeah, Big Truck. Big Truck.
Big Truck.
Right?
You know what I'm wearing right now? I'm wearing an Earth Crisis hoodie, actually.
Nice.
Not a vegan, but.
Crisis. Earth is in crisis. Especially,
especially in the United
States, because we have the orange-faced gremlin.
How's your day going, Worm?
Yes.
Oh, it's going well, I mean, listening to Cold Chamber, it's a good day,
Hell yeah.
Rock on.
I hear that.
Rock on.
Yeah, well, anything from the mid-90s just gives me a nice warm feeling,
Hear that.
Hell yeah.
Now
yeah.
I'm going to have to go.
He would have liked that show the other night with, you know, Jane's Addicted and Slashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard that's, about that's that. 90s, you guys that's were talking 90s, about right? that.
Yeah. That was a great show. It was a great night. The audience was fantastic. They stayed all night. Very enthusiastic.
The place was fucking packed.
All night long.
Imagine
very
the Universal
good.
Iron Grill, like, literally. Long. The front, the back, all out, the, all, even in the back where the fucking pool tables were. Everything was fucking packed.
That's awesome.
Hey, man, we,
I'm
was
telling
a good
you,
night.
People are craving old music, you know? It's like these tribute bands, if they're good enough. You know, people are really going to go crazy.
Yeah, we had some good ones, too.
I only booked the best.
Really good, really good.
I just want to call out Star Daddy, though. I got to call out
Star Daddy's the best.
Call me out.
Okay? Why does Nola Star tell me what the hell's going on, okay, and not you? Why not you as well? Why not you as well?
Because you're not
clearly
on my...
Clearly, Nola Star is... better than you. Okay?
She's a promoter. She's a better promoter.
I'm not.
I posted that shit on Instagram. But
I'm
no
not
one
better.
Shows me,
I'm just currently unemployed.
No one shows
so
me
I
love.
More free
I was
time.
Working.
At least she's honest.
I know.
About
I know.
I was
know.
In an
I'm
office.
Giving, I'm giving you a hard time. I'm creating.
This is my lunch break.
Please give him a hard time.
I was pretending to work.
He totally needs it.
I
can't be the only one.
Everyone gives me a hard time.
Listen. We love you. Listen, if you and Nola had a baby, it would be Star Star, right? You just take the first name, last name, you know?
Star Star.
The cool thing is if we ever get married, I'm going to
like
be I'm going to be Nola Star Daddy.
Yeah. So the kid's last name is going to be Daddy, so it's going to be called Big Daddy.
Hell no. Okay. Never going to happen. We would have a demon all child. Right. I don't think it should happen. But thanks for calling, Worms. We love you.
Big Dick Daddy. Yeah.
My pleasure, guys.
All right. Thank you, dude.
Peace out, Worm.
Come and disappear.
Let's get dinner. He's here.
It's a magic trick. All
right. Bye. For those of you who remember, Star Daddy has been on prior episodes of Jenny's World Talk on the Block.
Basically a year ago. Absolutely. Right to the day, almost.
But he's also been on since then.
Yeah,
he was on what, October? It was October, November?
I came with might DJ Swamp at one point.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think it was November, something like that.
It was like right after we had come.
We got another caller,
tour.
Holy crap. You're on the air with Jenny and the Muse, and Star Daddy and Nola Star. Who are we talking to?
Man, I'm having a terrible connection here.
What's
can
up?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we can hear you.
What's who up? Are we speaking right. to?
Who are we speaking to?
You're speaking to Nego again.
Oh. Nego, what's up, man?
About to do much. What are you guys going on tour again? Can't wait to see you guys at concert.
It's a tentative tour in September with a friend of mine who I met recently on the Gummy Worms tour. That's all I can say right now.
I love it.
Yeah.
Gummy Worms tour.
It's going to be a really good combination.
I just love the name of the tour.
Yeah, because you guys are
and I love Gummy Worms. So
is intense.
I'm down.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah.
I just channel my rage.
I look for.
Despite all
my. Oh my God, on stage, you're fucking somewhere. Crazy.
Okay. Yeah. Creative fuel.
Too bad. Were you at the? If you were at the show, I don't know if you were at the show New Year's Eve or not. But if you saw Star Daddy on stage, Jesus Christ, man, the fucking people were just coming in and droves off the street,
yeah,
just like coming
awesome.
Into the venue at the 5-star bar downtown LA, just because they heard him, and like he was going hard, and they heard the music, and they just all like just came in. It was crazy. They were like, we had to see who was on stage.
I caught a show up in Portland, and that's what drew me in.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I went to see some other headliner, but wow, I think I've kind of changed kind of allegiance here with who I want to go see more often at show.
Hell yeah.
Because
you will not be disappointed.
Thank you.
Music is all about the live performance.
Right.
And you definitely bring it, man.
It's all about connecting.
I've never seen anybody, and I've been to hundreds and hundreds of concerts, and
he really does.
No one has
he really
got
does
the creative verve that you yeah. light on fire.
Crazy. Thank you, sir. Keep up with those drums, man. How's the drumming going?
I drum every day.
That's what's up. He's been learning.
Haven't
He's
forgot.
Been playing drums.
That's badass.
I need to get back into drums. I love
Nola
playing
does
drums.
Drums a little.
Yeah.
I need a side producer motherfucker who just sits there and just straight up posts while I'm on the air, so I'm not doing it.
I put my phone away. My guitarist Ryan Lynch, he said, "Get off your phone."
Yeah, no, well, yeah, but if nobody knows,
thank you, Ryan. I can't stand that he's on his phone.
But if nobody knows that you're on the air,
that what?
Justin, I got extra drum kit here. If you ever need to borrow, use whatever.
Hell yeah!
But Justin knows where I live.
I know where you live.
Right.
I'm only taking your kit if you're drumming it though.
He knows where you live. I'm just kidding. That's kind of creepy.
That's what's up. I'm doing it.
Keep working, man.
Yeah. Hopefully, I'll be meeting up with Justin's drummer, Byron. He's awesome. We want to be becoming friends. Cool. I want to meet up with him in the next couple weeks and start working on it again.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Byron's an awesome drummer.
That's good.
Yeah.
Got to keep working.
Jake does a good job.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Well, thank you,
my
dude.
Man. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling in. We're going to start talking
to thanks for having me on.
Star Daddy about Star Daddy.
All right.
Thanks, dude. Peace.
Keep drumming, man.
Keep drumming. That was Nagel. All right. What's up?
Thank you, Nagel.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, so if you remember prior episodes, Star Daddy has been on our show. He was on my birthday episode last year. Actually, this is Jenny's birthday episode today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Thank you very much.
I'm still Jenny from the block.
Yes. So tomorrow, that's why we're celebrating. Hell at the Five Star Bar. We're going to have some good bands, though.
That's awesome.
Fuck yeah. So let's see. So what's up? So we got the new album.
The new album, Candyman.
And go check out the artwork.
It's the best artwork I've ever had.
The artwork is really badass. It's him with his crazy hair that looks like gummy worms as they are. And he's laying on a backdrop with like gummy worms like all around him that are like the color of like his hair. Coming out his mouth. And he's got his eyes rolled back. It's very poetic. Like, it's pretty badass, though. I like that.
The whole thing's really awesome.
It is.
The artist who was a collaboration with a photographer named Lachelle Claypool, a.k.a. Baby. Mm. We shot the album art in the Jim Morrison Hotel on Sunset. Is a hotel room that Jim Morrison used to stay in. So it's like the walls are all covered in artwork and shit.
That was badass.
All his poetry and stuff.
His guitarist that. Ryan Lynch and DJ Swampy.
Yeah, the band for this album, like, you know, more or less was myself, guitarist Ryan Lynch. We co-wrote the whole album together.
Right.
DJ Swamp appears on a bunch of the songs.
DJ Swamp's cool dude.
Yes. He toured with us and stuff. And Angel Nightmare is
oh yeah, he's badass.
A really talented producer who produced most of the album.
Yeah, that band is fucking crazy.
Midnight Nightmare. Yeah,
they're fucking nuts.
Yeah, we love Angel. Cool. We toured with Angel on the Gummy Worms tour. He's been involved in my music for a little minute now. The past two albums he was really heavily involved in. So he's on there. And then another guy named Moises Haskins, who is a guy in Jersey City. We finished the album, and we did it half in L.A., half in Jersey City.
Okay.
Because I was bi-coastal this past year. It was crazy. I was bouncing around here and there. I met Nola in the East Coast, so I moved back to the East Coast. And then we finished the album on the East Coast.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, like, sitting in the studio.
She was there.
While he was finishing it up with Moises and Ryan.
Right.
So she...
that's why I wound up actually jumping on one of the tracks, because I was like...
Yeah, which ended up being track one, but it was like one of the later tracks that we did. And Nola came to the studio, and she was like, oh, can I sing some stuff on here? And I'm like, yeah. And then it fit perfectly with the song.
We were like attached to the hip because we had just met, so...
Well, yeah, and
it's puppy love.
Yeah, pretty much. You're like, we're still. You're going here. Can I go with? Oh, you're going there.
We go everywhere together. We've been inseparable since we met, and we've been living together since we met. And actually, for those who are like longtime fans, the song "End Times" is the only song also that features Baba Yaga, who is my old school collaborator that I did
the boogeyman.
Baba Yaga, shout out. We did Voidhead together, the first album. So he came back for the first song on Candyman.
Have you ever seen John Wick? Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga is a Russian Yaga. Witch from Russian folklore.
I know, isn't that awesome though?
Mm.
It's badass. You're on the air with Jenny and the Muse, as well as Star Daddy and Nola Star. Who are we talking to with? Hello? Hello? Who are we talking with? What's up?
Hi, this is, are we on air?
Yes. Yes, you are.
There
we go. Yes, you're on the air. Who are we talking to with?
Oh, what's up? This is Ryan Lynch. It's Ryan.
It's Ryan Lynch, guitarist.
You.
Hell yeah.
Ryan Lynch.
What's up, guys?
Fuck yeah.
RMFL.
Ryan motherfucking
Lynch.
We
were trying to get Lydia to tell you to tell you guys hello and that she misses you and that Star Daddy has silly hair.
Where's she at?
Silly hair.
She's ready. She's being shy. You want to say hi to Star Daddy and Nola? Yeah. She's a shy little 3-year-old.
Hi, Lydia.
What's going on? I miss you guys.
We miss you.
We miss you, man. We're here in Hollywood,
man.
You
were the best roommate ever, even though I never saw you.
That is the best roommate.
Yeah, but I actually like Ryan's company. I didn't like all my roommate's company.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, all 4 days that I was actually, that Noah and I were actually home at the same time. So much.
We like never hung out living together. It was crazy.
Oh, really?
We all lived together. Yeah, because Ryan's been my guitarist for a while. But he's been living in Jersey City. So when I went back east last year, I moved in with him, him and Nola. But we like never saw each other. It was crazy.
Oh wow!
Damn. Nice.
Hi Chloe, if you're around, I miss you too.
Hi, I'm here.
Oh,
I miss you too.
What's up?
Yeah, there he is.
I knew she had to be there.
She's there.
How you guys doing? Is it cold over there?
Well, that's a
It's not too bad. It was in the high 30s today.
Man, it's cold as fuck. Well, what are you talking about? Not too bad. Fuck that.
Okay, look, I don't miss those days.
Me neither.
I don't miss Maine.
You guys all need to move over here.
I miss my family in Maine,
I'm
miss Maine.
I'm used to being outside for work, so I get bundled up.
Yeah, I'm all set.
Yeah, you guys can just all move to LA.
LA's
when
better.
Ryan was here and we were writing the album, riding around in a pink.
It's not that bad.
A pink Lincoln.
For out there, that's warm this time of year.
I was thinking about that too the other day.
We ride around in a pink Lincoln that didn't really work because the engine was broken. So it looked amazing, but we really couldn't drive in it. And he was like freaking out.
Aww.
We broke down on Sunset.
We broke down a lot, but it looked awesome. We looked awesome breaking
down. Awesome. That's slowly rolling down the boulevard.
Yeah.
Somebody literally gave me a pink Lincoln. They just gave me a car when I got here.
A pink.
Oh, shit.
They just gave you a pink Lincoln.
What's up, Lydia?
That's so adorable.
Hi, Star Daddy.
Hey, Star Daddy.
It's so cute.
Yeah, they're like best friends.
Can you get some of gummy worms?
Well,
what'd she say? What?
Something about gummy worms.
Yes.
Gummy worms.
Yes, we're going to make a gummy worm pizza.
Gummy worm.
Oh.
Gummy worm pizza.
Kind of scary. Perfect for a little child, though.
I asked her if she wanted to call you to say hi the other day. She said, no, Star Daddy's too silly.
Too silly.
I agree.
That's what Nola says, too.
Trust me. That's a really sweet way of saying it, Lydia.
My wife says the same thing about me.
Yep.
She calls me silly,
Lydia,
man, all
Lydia
the time.
Lydia wants to tell you guys a joke. Can Lydia tell you a joke?
Yes, of course.
Say it loud.
Who's
there?
Who's there?
Talk about Star Daddy.
Who's there?
Banana oranges.
Said banana oranges.
Banana oranges?
Banana oranges who?
Yeah.
Banana oranges who?
He did my new jet.
We missed the last part. What did she say?
She makes up her own jokes.
Well, it was really funny.
I think yeah.
I was laughing.
That was banana oranges dancing on your butt.
Now that's pretty funny.
Sorry.
I like that.
I'm sorry. With
that's my favorite joke I've ever heard, Lydia.
With ballerina clothes on, but she needs a pepper. So goodbye.
Aw, bye.
Bye.
I'm just making dinner now, so we're gonna get going now. But we miss and love you.
Yo, we love you.
Yeah,
we
love you guys. 6:30.
Thanks to all the fans who buy the album, listen to it, come out and see us, and are calling in. I love you guys too.
Thank you. Right, thank you, you so much for calling in, Ryan. Right. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Woo. As a famous guitarist, Ryan Lynch.
Ryan actually.
Ryan motherfucking Lynch.
He wrote the song Devil You Know, and this is the first time I ever sang lyrics that someone else wrote for me.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Because I was always like against that shit, because I would have bandmates and they'd be like, I wrote these lyrics, and I'd be like, nah. Fuck you, but
oh, that's just wrong.
Because I'm a diva, but
we know
Ryan. Okay, I was though. Like, you know what? Like, I'm feeling. I felt it. It was like it just fit. It was perfect.
I gotta say too, like, it was really awesome being on stage with you guys, and it was really nice that you know, it's like obviously my partner's like open to me being on stage, but like Ryan was so accommodating and like. Oh, really yeah. Awesome, like making sure that like I was safe swallowing swords on stage, and that he was like hyper aware and gave me space, and
that's cool. Yeah.
All those guys like super fucking rocked and made me feel really comfortable up there. So
that's good.
Ryan's really into
that's
safety.
What you want. You know what I mean?
He's a construction guy.
Oh, then so he really knows about safety. Yeah,
yeah.
That's a good thing.
He's just a good guy in general. Right? Pretty much all the people that you work with are really awesome. So
yes, we have a great team. Shout out to Mooney. A.K.A. Gene, who is the merch manager.
Hell yeah,
she
merch
makes
manager.
Miracles happen.
All right, merch manager. Ooh.
Shout out Ricky Rubinson.
Oh yeah, I know the merch manager. Okay, I got it.
Whoop whoop.
Yeah.
Ricky Rubinson films everything and directs everything, and we've done a lot of videos together.
And he recently shot videos for me too. For
no, it's yeah, it's whoop whoop.
Whoop,
whoop. Whoop,
whoop. Whoop,
whoop. Whoop, whoop.
Juggalo of the Year, Star Daddy.
We're getting ready for Gathering of the Juggalos. I'm just putting that out there. We're going to play the Gathering.
Yeah, it's in February. Right? Oh, no, that's later on. Like,
yeah.
They have, they have the weekend.
There's a Juggalo weekend here in L.A., which I'll be going to for sure.
I would like to hopefully get you on that.
Yes. We're trying to get on there to play that, too.
Anybody's listening.
If anyone's listening, put on my daddy. Listening. Put my daddy on.
ICP, if you're listening.
Right.
Put my daddy on your
show. We have a very good artist for you. Name is Star Daddy.
Last year, I started crossing paths with all these juggalos out in Medford, Oregon, and that just led on this whole thing with the juggalo movement and stuff. And then we played two shows with Twisted at the end of our tour.
Fuck yeah.
And they loved us, and we loved them, and it was like a great thing. And I was like, all right, we need to do more with the juggalos. Because
their fans are amazing.
It's a family. It really is.
I never felt so welcome.
I'm a juggalette.
I never.
Yeah.
My son's a juggalo. I'm a juggalette.
Well, I've worn clown paint for years.
I took him to see them March of 2018. I took my son and him for my son's birthday, JJ. I took them to see
ICP.
Yeah,
at the Regent. I never identified as a juggalette. I never did.
Because I love their music. I love what they stand for, and they're like hardcore. I like more hardcore type shit.
I would just busk as a clown, like twirling batons.
Dude, they can't. They were dressed.
But when we did that show, I was like back in clown face again after a long time, and I was like, "Fuck it, yeah, I guess I'm a juggalette." Because these people are really fucking sweet to me, and they were all. I never felt so much love, especially from other females. Like, literally.
Down with the clown.
Yeah, like, literally.
Down for life.
I got.
Yo.
Before I was even on stage, they were all being sweet to me, being like,
they're cool
I
people.
I love your face paint. I love your fucking costume. You look badass. And then once I got off
really
stage,
nice.
It was like even more. Like, just everybody was so sweet to Justin. Everybody
because
was so sweet.
Because they're good
to me.
People. You know what pisses me off is
really
that the government tries to say they're a gang. Really? Come on.
I used to kind
of. It's just a fucking band and a lot of people.
People don't understand it.
Yeah. I used to pick on a lot of my friends that were, you know, I still love them, but I'd be like, yeah, okay, whatever. But honestly, like, being a part of one of their shows, if you've ever prejudged, like, I don't care if you think it's lame, like, that was like. The warmest group of people.
They threw the
Faygo.
Everyone else is lame. They're not lame.
Faygo soda. that's their own brand. Yeah. Faygo
soda everywhere.
That was bad.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
We were drinking Faygo on tour too.
I don't drink Faygo.
Faygo's really
it's delicious.
Fucking sweet.
Yeah.
It's really good.
The cotton candy is
it's really
best.
Good. Yeah, cotton candy is good flavor.
I'm like
I like all their flavors.
A health
but.
Food juggalette.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Whole Foods juggalette.
Whole Foods Market juggalette.
Whoop, whoop. Gotta be healthy.
I was eating the, we were trying the Impossible Burger on tour, and I was like, Whopper.
Whopper. Oh, we tried it last week.
It's delicious, right?
Yeah, man. I look, Burger King can get rid of that beef. Yeah, they can get rid of it. I'm cool. They can get rid of beef.
We only make fake meat at our house.
Yeah, we're pescatarian.
Yeah, I mean, technically, yeah, the fish is meat, but. We don't even eat fish much anymore.
I eat a lot of
fake,
too much
fake
fish,
meat but. And vegetables.
fake meat and vegetables.
Like tofu. Yeah.
No, there's so many tofu. Amazing like vegan options now. Vegan ice cream.
I want to play one of your songs, but people keep calling in.
Which my friend like just told me calling in.
Yeah, but we can't ever play your music.
Porkless bites.
I gotta play music.
They already know it.
All right. I know, but still we gotta play some music, god damn it. Which track am I playing? I got 1, 3, 8, and 2.
Why don't we play End Times? That's the one that features Nola Starr that we were discussing.
Which number was that?
One. Number one. Okay, End Times.
Thank God, because like I can't see that whole other.
Oh yeah, it's a long file name. Yeah.
It just they all say Justin Simbel.
Whopper.
All right. Okay.
Call in.
Here.
We're gonna get the most call-ins.
You might have
any
to
guests.
Go on hold. You probably will. We're going to play a song here by Star Daddy featuring Nola Starr.
Aww.
James Real Talk. Exactly what he said. James Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Show 1. And High Heart Radio.
I see God between your thighs. Some motherfucking apocalypse. Gyrated, irated, instigated. Everybody's riled up, they know it's faded. End times, baby, let's celebrate it. Bake a cake with the new messiah we cremated. Born too late to fix this mess, so we drink the blood and devour the flesh. Shake your tits, baby, lick your lips. Shake your hips, it's the fucking apocalypse. Shake your tits, baby, lick your lips. Shake your hips, it's the fucking apocalypse. Is falling, we blew a kiss. The beast is coming, we pulled the pin. Shake your tits, baby, lick your lips. Shake your hips, it's the fucking apocalypse. We found love as the sky was falling all around. The little angel blew the trumpet, we heard the sound. Everybody came running from all around. We saw the dragon coming, we heard the sound. Shake your tits, baby, lick your lips. Shake your hips, it's the fucking apocalypse. Shake your tits, baby, lick your lips. Shake your hips, it's the fucking apocalypse. This is it, the last sunrise. I found God between your thighs. I met my soulmate today. We made love as we watched the sky fade. This is the end times, baby. So blow me a kiss as we pilgrimage.
Okay, we're going to play another song. What are you going to play next? That was End Times.
End Times.
Okay, End Times. And the new album, Candy.
Yeah.
Man.
We could do, you guys want to hear like a more hip-hop-y one or like a more metal kind of?
Whichever. I love all of it, so. All
right, well, this song is both. Trash Fire.
Trash Fire. Which number was that one?
Number 3.
Number 3?
Featuring Angel Nightmare.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Folk Hills.
Fuck yeah. He's a badass motherfucker.
And this is actually the video that we met. Nightmare.
That's how we met, was the music video for Trash Fire.
Yeah, I was spinning fire.
It's so cute. They even have a backstory to their love. All right.
Every love has a backstory.
Yeah.
People don't want to know ours. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
A backstory anyway. Into the back.
I think they're
door.
All key.
Yeah, no. Yeah, okay.
We met on Craigslist. Yeah.
We have an awesome story. But we won't go into that right now. Today is about you.
Aww.
It's about you.
I want to hear it over again.
It's your love. Anyway, it's Trash Fire by Star Daddy on Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. Here we go.
All you fake-ass motherfuckers prefer masturbation. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. I'm chipping my dick with my head. I built a kingdom out of matchsticks. A liar, a witch, a pervert, and a whore on a mattress. But maybe I'd rather be crazy than a fucking liar. Got me feeling like a trash fire. God of rage you inspired. Loud out, bitch. I'm a motherfucking trash fire. Loud out to the god of rage you desire. Loud out, bitch. I'm a motherfucking trash fire. No voice culture is a noise corner, bitch. No voice culture is a noise corner, bitch. No boys, cold, shit's a noise, cold, bitch. No boys, cold, shit's a noise, cold, bitch. Damn right, next level, go on, bitch. Cryptic Hollywood, creature, red carpet, roast, mystic death trap, metal flesh, dark head, bang with the wicked rock, shadows in the dark. To the god of rage you inspired. Loud out, bitch. I'm a motherfucking trash fire. Loud out to the god of rage you desire. Loud out, bitch. I'm a motherfucking trash fire.
I've been fucking your bitch, and yeah, she be fucking a lot. I only be fucking with hoes, I only be fucking with dots. I want that muffin top, I want that juicy spot. I smack a booty. Watch her booty flop. I lick it and stick it, be working that pussy like fitness. Pussy be dripping, that shit be twitching, tying a rope, and that's like a decision. Your girl ain't monogamous, but she's a liar. I'm a home wrecker and a fucking trash fire.
Loud out to the god of rage you inspired.
Loud out, bitch.
I'm a motherfucking trash fire.
Loud out
to the god of rage you desire.
Loud out, bitch.
I'm a motherfucking trash fire.
You gotta lose that weight if you want to be in the entertainment industry. Or so I've heard like 8 years ago and I didn't listen.
What's up?
What's up? This is Jenny in the news on the air with Star Daddy and Nola Star. It's Jenny's birthday blowout episode.
Star Daddy and Nola Fuck Star
yeah.
Daddy.
Yeah. No. Nola Star Star. Daddy Daddy. Let's see. Come on out tomorrow. Let's see. We got tomorrow night, Thursday, at the Five Star Bar, January 30th. We had Jenny's birthday blowout. We've got Mikaru from 7:45 to 8:15. We got Legions, our buddy from up by Palmdale, Lancaster, from 8:30 to 9 p.m. We got New Ritual, which is one of my new favorite bands.
Yeah,
we had them on our episode. We had them on our show last Wednesday.
Oh,
if you were watching,
God.
Go check out the episode, New Ritual. Some amazing fucking music. Female-fronted band.
Sound really good.
9:15 to 9:45. Tomorrow night, we also have Black Sabbatha, another band that I manage. They're on from 10 to 11 p.m. Never guess who they're a tribute to. Anyway, it's a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute band.
They're awesome.
They are fucking badass. They've gotten better, like, the whole time I've known them. And then they've really, like, brought it to a new level. We have they're on from 10 to 11 p.m. tomorrow night. Then we have Hellcross, our buddies from Hellcross, Grady and the these guys are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
11:15 p.m. to 12 a.m. And then rounding off the set with a famous guitarist from New York, Viva. She's playing from 12:15 to 1 a.m. Vivian Viva Concini or something like that. But they call, she goes by Viva. I guess she's a rock guitarist. Must be real pretty famous. Fuck yeah. So then we're gonna have a little after party, I guess, if we have, you know, enough energy still in us and some time. We're here to talk about Star Daddy. And how long have you been Star Daddy, by the way?
Well, Star Daddy started as a nickname around the time that Ryan actually joined the band. A little before that, like around 2016.
Okay.
I started painting a star on one of my eyes, like Paul Stanley from Kiss.
Yeah, right. I forgot about that.
And it wasn't even inspired by him, but I was doing it, and then people started saying, oh, you look like him, and I'm like, oh, shit, he does that, doesn't he? But but I was doing it on one of my eyes, and I don't know. I just it started as Spook Daddy. I was called Spook Daddy by some people originally, and I was like, you know, Spook Daddy's cool, but I don't want to be stuck in, like, this, you know, spooky dark thing all the time. I want to, you know, I want to dream higher, aim higher.
So I got you.
Stars are, like, representing celestial energy.
Right.
Manifesting your dreams, manifesting your destiny.
Exactly.
So it became Star Daddy, and then also is, like, a reference to David Bowie's alter ego, Ziggy Stardust.
Exactly. Fucking love Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah.
Badass shit.
Took a lot of influence from Bowie. In general,
Bowie's
just
badass.
The courage to, like, change your sound and depending on, you know, follow whatever your thought pattern was at the time.
Right.
There's so many artists that I just think they make the same album over and over, and I don't know. I just think it's boring. But I also, you know, I know it's just not my thing to do that. So that's kind of the story of the Star Daddy.
We have David Lingenfelter. He says, "Good day from Beyond the Gray." Band in Kansas City. Uh-huh. Says you guys are playing some great stuff.
Thank you guys. Thank you, David.
So thank you, David, for that.
Yes, sir.
Shout out.
All right.
Cody John Clark, what's up? From Kill Cody. Scott Mick from another band I manage, Hollywood Nightmare.
Hollywood Nightmare.
Good fucking show right
good
there.
Name.
Yeah, they are. They're a badass band too.
Yeah.
You're on the air, Jenny and the Muse, Star Daddy and Noah Star. Who are we talking to?
Hello?
Yes. Who are we talking to?
Hey. Oh, this is Vonna Bastard. I was trying to say hi to Nola.
Who is it?
Zebrana Bastard. I was trying to say hi to Nola.
Hey. What's up?
Hey, what are you doing?
We're just hanging out
on the air.
Hanging out on the air.
On the air.
Live and in person.
So Zebrana Bastard, nice. I just went to, she's an awesome musician as well.
Good.
If you want to tell them a little bit about yourself. I just went to her wedding in Oregon this summer, actually, when Justin was on tour.
I have a new podcast out. There's nothing to say. My band is still practicing. We got an album, I called to say hi to you.
She's a super supportive friend. She sent me some stuff in the mail like years ago when I first moved to New York City before I even became a sideshow performer, and it was like an album that she had made, and it says "Don't shit on your dreams," and just having that on my wall got me through a lot of hard days. As corny as that sounds, so
no, it doesn't.
That's
corny.
Cool.
And I got pretty far in my sideshow career in New York. So
fuck yeah.
Yeah, she's super awesome and supportive of Justin. She said she's been checking out his music. She said she's been checking out Justin's music, and she digs it. So,
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling.
And Noah is performing in Hollywood, right?
I started performing at Beetle House.
Nice.
I don't know exactly when I will be there consistently, but
where is that located? Let everybody know. Beetle House
On Hollywood Boulevard and
Las Palmas.
Mm-hmm. Palmas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
I like Palmas.
Las Palmas.
Las Palmas.
Yeah, so I'll be there occasionally.
Okay.
Performing.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's it's a badass. Beetlejuice themed restaurant.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Anything to do with Beetlejuice is badass.
Yeah.
We saw Beetlejuice, the musical Beetlejuice, on Broadway.
Yeah, he took me to really? Beetlejuice before we left New York.
Before we left New York. It was awesome.
I want to see that.
It's damn different than the movie, but it's cool. It's like its own adaptation, but it's the same basic storyline.
Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you.
Thanks, lady. Love you.
Appreciate you.
Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, she literally just got a hold of me the other day. And
that was
like,
very, very nice.
Yeah, she's like, I was checking out his stuff. A lot of support. Really awesome.
A lot of support. Oh. Damn, it's already time to fucking start wrapping shit up. I want people to know more about you. Where can people find your album, find your music, your past music, albums, whatnot? And where can people find you on social media and things like that?
Okay, yeah. So I'm Justin Symbol. That's S-Y-M-B-O-L, a.k.a. Star Daddy. So if you look either of those names, you'll find me. My Instagram is the_star_daddy. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/thestardaddy or facebook.com/justinsymbolmusic, soundcloud.com/thestardaddy. And my music is on all the platforms. If you just search either name, like I said, it's on Spotify, it's on iTunes, it's on YouTube, all that shit.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Badass.
Yep.
Candyman, bitches.
And if you want to buy stuff, it's justinsymbol.com. We have awesome merch created by myself and Mooney.
I love the underwear.
Panties that are very popular. Very popular. T-shirts. Yes. Sweatshirts.
Now you have pins.
Pins now that made by Nola Star. They're Star Daddy pins.
It's funny. I think we had the same kind of thing going.
We should have bought those.
Yeah, if you want the Twinkle Puff, his logo star as a pin.
The
on
star
your
that's on the side
it's
of
funny,
my head.
I didn't even know you were doing that. Twinkle. It was like I was channeling you because I came. Uh-huh. I never wear pins on my shirts, do I?
Nope. I should have brought.
I actually came today and wore swag from different bands from the past.
That's what's up. Represent.
You know, have either been on our concerts or our radio show.
Yeah. So justinsymbol.com if you want merch.
Yes. Buy stuff. Buy definitely. Stuff.
Buy stuff because we don't want to fucking do plan B bullshit jobs.
And quickly, right. Where can people find you, Nola?
At Nola_star on Instagram.
Fuck yeah. Go check her out. She'll be performing at the Beetle House. When's your first performance? Do you know?
It was this past Sunday.
It was this past Sunday.
I don't know when I'm scheduled again, but
that's cool.
I usually always post when I'm performing places.
Cool. So go check her out on her Instagram page.
We have two shows together, though. We're performing at the Tell 2 Club in San Diego on February 8th.
Okay.
And then February 29th, we are at the CIA.
Rock on, okay.
In North Hollywood, the Cultural Institute of Abnormalities, we're performing there as well.
Shout out to Carl Crew.
Yeah.
Shout out to Carl Crew. And then come out this Sunday, we also have our show at the 5-Star Bar. We have Chucky Mota kicking things off at 8 o'clock.
Right.
Cody Clark is going to do an acoustic set at 8:45. We got Greg Rikus is going to be on at 9:30. Black Terror is at 10:15 and Amaro is at 11 p.m. Let's come on out to our next couple of shows, especially tomorrow night for Jenny's birthday blowout. Check us out on Facebook and check us out our page, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We are on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. You can find our show page on there. But thank you to everybody who called in. Thank you to everybody. And thank you especially to Star Daddy and Nola Star for being here today. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
And we'll play your music in upcoming episodes here and there. Plus, I'll be putting out my Jenny's Real Rock broadcast, and I'll have your songs featured on there as well.
Hell yeah. Fuck Real Rock on the Block.
Yes. All right. This has been Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. We'll be back next Wednesday with just kidding. I'm just looking really quick here. We will be next with Xavier Miller. Yes, Xavier Miller. We'll be back, and then on the 12th be Sasha George, and then Fed by Famine on the 19th, and Angelus on the 26th. All right, we'll be back next week. Peace out.
Thank you.
Irreverent.
Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.